Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, March 24th, and we're laughing because I'm making Kelsey laugh with my self-image on the that I created on the 3D printer that we got here, and we're going crazy with that new toy.
It's hilarious.
Right? Yeah. So I created my head. We actually scanned me, right? Created like a bust of me. It's two different sizes, but I'm actually going to do like the whole figurines, but at least I know I'm on my way there to do what I wanted to do.
So okay? Why is it like
the
bright
color?
Green?
The color, I know. That's the only one they sent with the printer, but it's going to be white, first of all.
Okay.
But no, I'm going to paint them. I actually got paints.
No way!
Acrylic paint to paint them. I mean, it's like a, I'm making it like a hobby.
That's so cool.
And if people want to buy them, you know? I mean, who doesn't want a doll of themselves, you know?
I know.
Right? So there you go. You know, I got a new business on my hand. Like,
yeah,
I have
too.
Time for this. Just like, you know, I went a few months, for a couple months, right after the summer, I drove Uber because I wanted to.
You told me about that.
Yeah,
that's bizarre. That's
I know, isn't it though? And because I wanted to see what it's like, you know, and to see if I could meet some cool people and stuff. But the bottom line was that a radio station owner driving an Uber, you know, it just didn't seem right, right?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
It's like people are looking at me, so what are you doing driving Uber, you know? I'm like, well, I'm not really doing it for the money, you know, but but then you realize you're spending so much money on gas and stuff, and it's like, you know what, that's an expensive hobby. I'm not really making up the
money. Were you making money at it?
Yeah, you make about $20-25 an hour, I guess, on average.
Sure.
But then you have to deduct your gas and everything.
Oh, that's before?
Yeah, that's before. That's great. Gross. I know. That's not a lot, but let me tell you, for people that don't have a job, I think it's a genius thing for them to be able, because you can become like your own boss right away.
Sure.
You know, so for some people, it's a lifesaver. Huh. I really think it's cool. Yeah.
Well, but I do stuff like that all the time. You know me. I have like a million jobs.
Right.
I
exactly.
I can't ever make up my mind.
Exactly. Yeah. Go drive Uber.
Yeah.
You won't last the day.
Oh, yeah.
You
I started.
Me?
I
Everybody's
going to
hit on you.
Oh,
yeah.
What reason it wouldn't work for me is because I would want to hang out with the people.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Be like, oh.
You befriend them and stuff.
I know.
I'm like that, too.
I'm like.
They're all going out to dinner and I'm driving.
I know. I'm like, you guys are going to BOA? Like,
right.
I'm like, I want to go, too.
Exactly. And I have to drive here all day in the traffic.
Yeah.
So. So if you like to drive and you do it at night, I think it's pretty cool. But don't do it during rush hour. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your rate goes down because you don't get paid by the time. You get paid by the distance that
you go.
So if you sit in traffic, it's a loss. Right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Think about that. Yeah.
Oh.
It's not like a taxi. I mean, if they do it like by time, it's probably like a few cents or something a minute.
I see.
Not significant. But so it goes based on – that's why I wouldn't go – I tried once during the day. I said, no way. So I only worked late nights when I did. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that was fun. Yeah. But you get to see all the drunks and everything.
Oh.
But yeah. But, no, I mean, the thing is, you go down, you end up in Hollywood, and you take short rides, and everybody's going out having a blast. You're like, what am I doing here?
I know.
You know,
yeah,
so, yeah,
I wouldn't
anyway.
Like that.
So, in a few minutes, we're going to get to our guest. We have a special guest in the studio here. All our guests are special, really, but when they're sitting here, they feel extra special, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Better than a phone guest.
Exactly. There's nothing like a studio guest, and we love those, and we have a very interesting one. So you started telling me that you went out with Victoria last night. Did you guys do anything you can talk about?
Well, we went to happy hour.
Okay.
It's not like illegal or anything.
No, that's not illegal. So you can say that. So you went to happy hour. Did you have fun?
Oh my gosh, we had so much fun.
Victoria, Fretz, is it?
Fretz.
Fretz.
Yes.
Was on our show, and she's a beautiful young woman who's also a social media star.
She is.
Right?
Yeah.
So you befriended her and stuff. How cool is that?
I know. Yeah, yeah. We have a lot in common. So
really?
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Are you like similar age too? Is she younger than you?
She's
older than you? Well, excuse me.
Okay. I'm kidding.
I know. You see, it's like men can't win with this. Don't ever talk about a woman's age. You see, and I forgot that for a moment.
She has to be your same age or younger. Like, clearly she can't be older than you.
No, Kelsey, come
I'm
on.
Kidding.
Relax.
I'm kidding. She is a bit older than me. She's 28, I think. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she looks youngish. What
looks
can I
really
say?
Young.
You know?
Yeah, she looks
what
really
can
young.
I say?
Yes.
But that's cool. So, okay, so you guys are similar ages.
Yeah,
stuff.
We
that's
are.
Very cool.
We are.
Yeah. So, cool. So, how's everything? Have you been working? Did you work at all yesterday or did you have a day off?
You know, it was kind of a relaxed day.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the first one I'd had in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, it was nice. Good. That part of it was nice. So.
Yeah.
I needed some time off because I had just been like going.
Right.
But see, that's the problem is when I have time off, then I get into trouble.
Right.
You know, because I have time on my hands.
Exactly. So you got to keep busy.
I always do that. I'm like, I don't have anything to do tonight.
Let me get into trouble.
You know, whereas like when I was working the series or whatever, I'm like, oh, gotta drive to Piru.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
An hour away to work all night. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's
balance
cool.
Balance is good.
So listen, so what I can report is I actually finally got to talk to her last night. To the candidate, the anonymous woman. But
on the phone.
On the phone.
Well, you guys move at a snail's pace.
Well, it was her. She takes 2-3 days to answer emails. So we're finally on. We got to text, and that moved a little faster.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, and then. I mean, she tried to call me like 1:30 in the morning the other night. It's like, are you awake? I'm like, I didn't even get the message till I got up in the morning. But, I don't care. Usually I stay up late anyway, but I didn't that night. So I figured, okay, cool. So she's eager to talk now.
It's a booty call.
Right. I hope so. Wow.
He's like, if I'm lucky, yes.
Yeah. But no, I'm glad to report that I think she's in the game, you know. So
good.
We'll see. Yeah.
Good, good. And the conversation went well?
It did.
Good, good.
Yeah. And, we didn't get that deep into it. I sure hope I'm not going in the friend zone, you know?
Oh. I know,
we didn't
right?
really have that much time to talk. But, yeah, if I'm going in the friend zone, well, you know, then I'm not, I don't have a game then.
I know.
You know?
That's hard. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you are.
No, I don't think I am.
You just have to make your intentions clear.
Clear, exactly. And considering where we met at a singles event, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think.
Yeah. So she better not lead me on there. Anything in the news we can talk about that's interesting or nothing, right? Nothing really. Okay. Yeah. We don't care about the news anyway, right? What do we care? All right. Well, we're going to bring in our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, and we always appreciate that. And we have Michelle Brown in the studio. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thanks. Good morning.
Hi. And you brought Tamsin with you, who is insists on not talking on the microphone. But you know what? Before she leaves here, she'll have to say a couple words because we don't let people in the studio without saying a word. But we will talk about Michelle. So, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And you're in real estate.
Yes.
So tell us what it is that you do exactly.
Well, I have a team of 10 agents, and we have a commercial and a residential real estate company.
Uh-huh.
We work mostly in Los Angeles, but all over the state of California. Half of the team are commercial agents. We sell apartment buildings to investors that we manage. We also have a property management company. Uh-huh. The other half of my team deal with higher profile clients and luxury homes and high end neighborhoods.
I see. So high profile is like rich,
high
right?
Profile.
Wealthy rich.
Are famous.
I mean, filthy rich.
Rich and famous. Yeah.
Wow. So I imagine there's a lot of those in LA. Obviously.
There are. Our specialty is actually our confidentiality.
Right.
because of the lifestyle and the privacy and not invading that privacy.
Right, absolutely. And that happens a lot in L.A. I mean, we had people from the Betty Ford Center the other day, and they didn't tell you this on the air, but they have a back entrance.
So, no way.
So people that are known can't be seen going there.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So I can understand having to be confidential
they
and stuff
do.
And what
I,
you
I,
do.
I've not been to Betty Ford.
Right.
No, no. But I've had I'm friends just, there. I do yeah. know they have
No, but the only reason I brought it up is because to bring up the issue of confidentiality, you know, where you can't walk around saying, oh, look, you know, Tom Cruise bought a house for me, and then you can go to the magazines and give them all the information, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so you
when
can't
you
do
see
that.
Those, that's right. And when you right. see those property transactions published in the major dailies and the newspaper and things, it's way after the transaction has happened. Uh-huh. And a lot of times we're not allowed to do it at all.
Oh, right.
We recently sold a home to an executive who's transferring in with one of the dot-com companies. And the first thing that they wanted to do was, in their purchase agreement, we had to agree that we would immediately pull all the pictures down off of the websites.
Really?
And oh. out of the multiple listing service. Yes, because of the high profile, that he didn't want someone casing his home, breaking into his home, seeing the pictures of his home. Right.
right?
So, and 80% of the people who are purchasing properties start their search on the internet, and then they come to us to help them decide which neighborhood they need to be in and show them the homes, because that's how they get access to the homes.
Okay.
But once they're ready to enter into the transaction, they want all those pictures to come down so right. that someone's not seeing where the windows are to the kids'
right,
bedrooms.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So where do they research those houses? I mean, they go on Google and they start looking, and then they find you, or they find a house and you're the one representing
usually,
the seller.
Usually, yes.
I see.
They'll look for equestrian property or country club property or marina property or waterfront property or high-rise condo, Wilshire Boulevard View. Everyone has something different that they like.
Well, I live in one of those.
Yeah, she does.
Fun.
Yeah, at the Westbury. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great property.
I love it.
It's a yeah. really great
Yeah,
property.
There she is in the mid-20s. She lives right there. I will never get to live there.
Well, if you keep saying never, then never will happen.
That's
right?
true. You're right.
I can
You're
help
right.
you get there.
Yeah, I guess you can. With you see, we got the right guest
here. With the anonymous woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could actually probably scan a photo and put it in the 3D printer and
that's
have
true.
Her here with you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, we haven't gotten that intimate yet, but we will.
All right.
But anyway, back to you, Michelle. So so you've decided to corner part of the market, which is the luxury homes, right? So, I mean, obviously for obvious reasons, first, it must be a lot of fun dealing with these kind of properties, right? I mean, you get to see the big, nice, the best of the best in L.A.
It is a lot of fun. It is a huge responsibility, and it is our job actually to focus on the amenities and the benefits and the features of those properties too. Mm. Because a lot of times, if we're representing the seller, the owner of the property, there's always most typically an agent representing the buyer,
right.
and they want to come through the home, and they don't always know the difference between the level of appliances in the kitchen. Some high-end appliances have Sabbath settings on them, and they don't know that. It takes us about a month, actually, to prepare a property to bring it to market,
uh-huh.
because we go through all of the appliances, all of the sound system, all of the closed-circuit camera surveillance systems, and we make copies of all of those directions and warranties and all of that so that it's available, because sometimes a buyer, an agent that's with their buyer, as they walk through the home, they're looking at the artwork and the interior design, and they don't really understand all of the features
right.
that are part of the price of that estate.
Right. So you have to build up the value of it in their mind, in their perception and everything, and show them, yeah, what they're getting for that price. Mm-hmm. Wow. How long have you been in real estate now? I mean, did he
just ask me my age?
I did not. how did I possibly?
I'll tell you.
No, okay.
This is my 40th year in business.
Wow. So, no, because I want to know, because, I mean, you're winning awards here and everything. And yeah, and we might as well bring it up. Tell us what again, I mean, it was on the website and now it disappeared, so I'm kind of embarrassed.
The most recent award is Realtor of the Year for the South Bay Association of Realtors. That's such an honor. It's a little bit overwhelming.
Like it. Wow.
Because we're nominated and voted into that position by our peers.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there are 4,000 realtors that are members of the South Bay Association of Realtors.
4,000?
A little over 4,000. And three were nominated, and then the board of directors of that association vote on the nominees. They have a formula they look at, how much time you donate back to civic organizations and neighborhood organizations, and how much time you give back to the association, and then on your production and your years in the business. So
that's amazing. So with all the time you're spending and selling houses and everything and properties, you also have time to give back to the community.
You know, you have to make time to do that, because it's the community that brings us the business, right? So that's just a fair exchange to come back. Our motto with our team is to make $4 million and give $1 million, right? Because that somebody needs to do it, and everyone needs to do as much as they can for the communities that they live in.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, and that's nice, because that's part of the recognition you're getting, right? It's not just, look, she's selling a lot, she's making a lot of money for somebody, you know, but they don't necessarily look at that. They look at the big picture, like how you're involved, how you're benefiting other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, good for you. I mean, that's great, you know. So, I mean, you know, after putting in many years into a business and then getting the recognition, I think is an amazing thing.
It is pretty amazing, because it wasn't the intent. You know,
right,
that was
exactly.
Never the intent.
You don't set out to win awards and everything
right.
when you do this.
Yeah. You don't. And the first 20 years that I was in the business was in Texas.
Yeah.
And then 22 years ago, moved here. A client was trying to rebrand. I was in commercial real estate. They were trying to rebrand a lot of multifamily units that they own and position those for sale, because they were retiring and they were disposing of their assets, right? So I came here to help them do that, but, you know.
Then you just say,
once over, never back.
Yeah.
My mother kept saying, are you ever coming home? I'm like, I think I am home. So so we've built the business here for 22 years. And 6 years ago is when I changed to my current broker. I'm with Keller Williams in the South Bay. And that's when I expanded the team to not only do commercial, but to do residential. Because a lot of our clients who own the apartment buildings and the investment properties that we were buying and selling for them also have homes. Or vacation homes, or second homes, or children in college that need a condo on Wilshire Boulevard. So
that's how we got. I know, like kids that want
children in college. I like the sound of that. Oh my god! No, it is so funny. Every time I go to the Bristol Farms or the Ralphs or whatever, they're like, "Do you have your student discount card?" And I'm like, "I forgot it." They're like, okay, 15% off.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, those were the days.
Yeah, they were.
No, for me, not for you. For you, they still are.
Oh.
Anyway, but that's cool. No,
yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So, listen, Michelle Brown and Michelle Brown and the Real Estate Professionals, right? So where can people find out more about you guys? Do you also have listings on your website and
we
stuff?
We have listings on the website, which is the real estate, it's realestateprofessionalsinternational.com.
Okay.
And all they have to do is Google search us too. They can probably get there very easily, and to some other websites that we have.
Cool.
That feature a lot of the properties that we have.
Yes.
Will not be on the website, and they will not be on the internet for those privacy purposes. They are more subtly marketed to other brokers and realtors who have buyers. We send them the flyers and send them the information and ask them to bring their clients to the property to sell. A lot of times the majority of the properties that we have will not be publicly advertised.
I see. So they're not like, people can't just find them, right? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So it's like a teamwork type of thing where everything is behind the scene. Wow, you see. So she kind of has to be secretive too. Maybe
I
like
know.
A spy.
We're secret agents.
Yeah, there you go. Like a spy.
Well, there are spies out there. We see those. We recently were in Hollywood Hills and meeting with a client there on a sale of a property soon. And when I won't tell you which one of the Bird Streets we were on, but as I parked my car, at the top of the street was a small pickup truck with a driver with the engine running, and another person exited the truck and had a drone and was flying the drone around a celebrity's house, shooting into the windows of that home. Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So they, well, they saw us, and then they brought the drone down, and I was trying to decide what my civic duty was, to mind my own business or to
right.
call the police.
Exactly. Wow. I know.
But then they drove away. They put the drone in the truck and drove away.
Wow, yeah. You see, that's the whole thing. I mean, life is changing so drastically. Some people don't even realize it, you know. But and that's the thing with drones. I'm thinking, yeah, they can come and look inside your windows, inside your backyard, everything, and you have no control over it, you know?
When we have a property photographed, we have to make sure that the photographer, if they're using a drone, they have to have a pilot's license.
Right.
That's required.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And we have huge liability if we hire someone who doesn't, right?
Right.
Because they have a code of ethics that they have to adhere to.
Right. And now there's legal code that they have to adhere to as well. Every time you buy a drone, you have to register now.
Yeah.
With the government. So,
oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They realize that it's going to interfere way too much.
Oh, it would. Yeah, yeah, it is.
So we'll see what's going to happen. What is it? We're going to have like drones flying over our heads all the time, delivering Amazon packages and stuff.
I mean,
what is this? There's no end to it.
That's a beautiful thing, though, because the Amazon packages come from the fulfillment center.
Right.
I love to order things just so I can look at that return address. I want to go live at the fulfillment center.
I love Amazon.
I know, who does it, right?
Fulfillment center. That's odd.
You know how much money I must have left at Amazon already over the years?
Oh,
wow.
I know. And it's like, it's so dangerous because your PayPal is just hooked up to it, and you're like, and then it's like, oh, I won. And it's like, no, you paid.
I know, like I just went and spent $1,000 on a 3D printer.
I know. $1,500, I thought.
No. Well, that was with the scanner.
That's why I wanted to. Oh, now I really need a raise.
Yeah.
What is that?
But how can you get one if I spent all my money now?
I don't know. Exactly.
For those of you just joining us, we have Michelle Brown in the studio, real estate star. So you do South Bay. So what area does that encompass of?
Well,
Long Beach, right? San Pedro?
Our offices are in the South Bay. I have two offices. Our broker's office is in Torrance on Hawthorne Boulevard. And we have an office inside that office where our commercial agent's primarily office and my assistant is there. And then we have a satellite office in Redondo Beach that services the beach cities, El Segundo, Manhattan Beach, Hermosa, Redondo, and Palos Verdes Peninsula.
Wow.
But I have a team in Newport Beach, and I recently sold property in Berkeley. We work all over California. And then my sister has a team for us in Dallas, and my son has a team for us in Nashville.
Wow.
So we're kind of all over.
Yeah, obviously. So you're building a little empire there.
So where do you guys go for holidays? Who wins?
To the family compound in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Oh. Family compound.
That's how we are.
Well,
too.
That's probably what it is. I mean, if she's selling palaces and stuff, you know, who knows where she lives?
You know, last time I went home, it was like, it was so funny. My parents had built this huge gate with these big stone walls with a big B on it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
They're still in San Antonio?
Hondo.
Oh.
Hondo. You know where it is?
I know where it is.
Yeah, they're on Hondo,
Whoa.
Texas.
Are you from Texas, too?
Yeah,
really?
Dallas.
From
yes.
Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And so what made you move to L.A.? I mean, were you doing real estate there, too?
For 20 years, I was in commercial real estate and property management in the Dallas area. And in that, I met some gentlemen from Los Angeles who, because we mostly worked with multifamily housing, and they had multifamily housing here in Reseda, Tarzana, the Inland Empire, and they were right. building new properties, and they wanted to rebrand some of the older properties so that they could sell those and exchange into newer properties. And
right.
we had such a great working relationship in Texas, and I'm not sure there was anyone in Los Angeles at the time that was doing that. So I followed them here and commuted for a couple of years, and then My children were in college, and I just moved full-time to Redondo Beach. That was 22 years ago. Wow. And then 6 or 7 years ago, I made the transition. I actually was considering retiring, so I was going to downsize my business. And that didn't work very well.
So you love to work?
I do love. Yeah. I love what I do. Right. And I talked to a client the other day who... people sometimes really don't understand the intricacies of what we do. And she, a client of ours who is a physician, was selling her home. It's an equestrian property, and it's on 2 acres with a pool and a stables and a barn and arena and a corral and a 4,000 square foot home. And she did not hire us to sell her property because I'm not a patient of hers. She does all the injectables and stuff, and I'm not a patient. So she was being loyal to one of her patients.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
But that person, that agent, doesn't really understand how to position and market a luxury estate like that. Mm-hmm. And when they were holding open houses, there was just one person there. So there was a substantial amount of jewelry stolen from the safe in the master bedroom closet. Wow. And they couldn't figure out who left the safe open. And I said, no one had to do that. Probably someone came through the open house a week earlier. And while your agent was out showing the stables and the arena, someone else came in and started looking for a safe, found it. And then they came back the next week with different potential buyers to show the property, and then they were able to... It takes, you know, a few seconds to a safe cracker to open the safe, so...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to write a book, probably, with all the stories you've seen over the years.
Oh, that's sad, though.
Right? Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, well. Michelle Brown, with the real estate professionals. Now, so I see Los Angeles, Nashville, Dallas. Yeah, so, I mean, you've pretty much got control of the entire United States.
Not yet.
The Rust Belt.
You need East Coast.
Call it. Yeah. No, but it's cool because, well, it's more than you can handle. I mean, real estate, it's got to be local, right? I mean, you can't, like, if you don't have somebody there, you're not going to open an office there, right? You want somebody you can trust.
That's exactly right.
Right.
It has to be someone that delivers the same level of service and has the same standards of operation that we do. I have agents. We have a network of agents that we know through our broker, through Keller Williams, across the United States and Canada, Mexico, Dubai. We're an international brokerage. And we have a network of agents that we meet with quarterly so that we can interview them and see what their operating standards are and make sure it's someone that's compatible with our clients. So,
right.
So we work with agents in other cities and on the East Coast, but my team has offices in those three cities, and now Newport Beach is not on there yet.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Nice, yeah.
I love Newport.
And yeah, you definitely picked a nice area to hang out in, let me tell you.
Right.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, the Orange County and all the South Bay and stuff is beautiful areas here. It's all coast, beaches, and each one is nicer than the one before. Right, and then you go to Dana Point and Huntington, and yeah, I mean Newport.
I shoot down
places.
In Dana Point a lot.
Yeah,
and Palos Verdes.
Yeah. Palos Verdes, another like heaven on earth.
I
right?
know. We'll just go to one of those little, you know, dirt peninsula things and just, do our little extra.
All of Los Angeles is so beautiful, though. We have such diverse neighborhoods, and
that's true.
It doesn't matter what you love, it's here somewhere.
Right.
So if you want the beach, we can get that. If you want mountain views, we can get that. If you want the canyons, we can get that. If you want Wilshire Boulevard, you got that.
Right.
And we just sold property in Berkeley, too. There's a lot going on up there. And we're so specialized in our niche that clients who know us from here bring us into other areas to help, and we're licensed all over the state to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Now, I would imagine probably not from the beginning were you doing high-end properties like that, or did you consciously in the beginning decide, okay, I'm just going to jump to the top?
No, in the beginning I was in commercial real estate and primarily property management and working with multifamily housing, and that was in Texas for 20 years, and then through the clients that I met there who lived here, I came here to help them transition their portfolio and fell in love with California, obviously, but those same clients, when they trust our integrity, and need to buy or sell a home, said, can you help with that? And we just kind of, again, without intent, grew from commercial into residential, and those were the clients we already knew.
Right. Wow. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Michelle Brown, and we're talking about real estate. And Michelle was chosen out of, I guess, 4,000 potential people. And the cream always rises to the top, right? So, I mean, that's a big honor. I mean, you know, to be selected out of so many people. So I would imagine you're a manager and a leader as well. How many people are you managing? How many people are... under you, for lack of a better word.
Currently, there are 10 of us in the L.A. area. And then there are two in Dallas. They're building that team. And two in Nashville. They're building that team. One in Newport, because we just opened there, so we're building that team. Previously, before I did that, I had 220 employees. We managed 15,000 units and 220 employees. I officed in Century City, but our area of expertise was from Oxnard over to Bakersfield, down to Orange. Well, actually, Victorville, Hesperia area, and then over through Pendleton, and then up the coast.
Okay, so that's a pretty big area north of here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why I retired at 55 to downsize my business, but again, it just...
didn't work,
I love what I do, and I love really being able to fill a need that people don't even understand that they may have, you know, with their confidentiality and security.
Yeah, and besides, what would you do retiring at 55? I mean, you got half your life still ahead of you, you know?
With Kelsey, she's having a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Kelsey and Victoria,
I know.
Who know how to party.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, well, maybe sometime you can include me in that
of
party
course.
As well, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do like Three's Company, you know?
We were having like, because they were having a happy hour special, and so it was like $4 house red and white wine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is great.
What was that, in Hollywood or something?
No.
Or Beverly Hills?
Fairfax area. It was off Fairfax. So
Fairfax.
Like Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah. Beverly Hills. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Kelsey only hangs out in Beverly Hills.
Oh, God.
You said that's
a lie. That is my preference.
Oh, okay. All right. Excuse
in real estate
me.
Terms, that's Beverly Hills adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Adjacent by foot, let me tell you.
Yes.
She loves Beverly Hills. She likes fighters. Things in life,
but I live in Westwood.
That's true. It's next door.
Yeah, I live in Westwood.
Yes, you do. So, Michelle, back to you now. So now you have a smaller team than you did before. Obviously, it's not like hundreds of people, so you can focus more. Do you still do your own selling as well, your own transactions?
Yes.
So you don't just oversee other people, but you actually are involved.
Yes.
Wow.
But that's where the integrity comes in and the standard of practice comes in. If you're hiring an attorney, right, you don't want to work with his assistant or her assistant or a paralegal all the time.
That's true. You're
hiring that experience and expertise, right? That's what you're looking for. So I have to be a part of every transaction.
Cool. Now, if somebody really talented is listening,
call
you, right? Okay, so give out your number so people can know either if you want to work with Michelle or if you want to buy some property or... Go ahead. 310-465-2334. Okay, and that's for Michelle, direct number. You don't have to go through gatekeepers or anything.
Nope.
That's
directly
to you.
That's my number at my desk.
Awesome. And do you reside in that general area too?
Redondo Beach.
Yeah, you must have a nice place, right? I mean, you see all these places. It's like, you know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you get a chance to find a place you really like, and you go, you know what? That's mine.
Yeah. Would be the best part of being a realtor.
It is. It is.
You get to choose your place.
And you get to choose a lot of nice... I mean, you get to see a lot of nice places, you know? I mean, places... I just realized that, you know, sometimes I just go and drive up on Mulholland here, which is like up on the hills where... The wealthy people live.
Oh, my God. I have funny story.
Right, but hold on a second. And I look down and I go, you know, you see the whole valley like in the palm of your hand. And you go, you know what? When you live up here, you have a totally different perspective on life. You know what I'm saying? It's like life looks different.
It does.
Right? That if you look like street level and you just have cars. And,
no, I have friends who like live in Mulholland Estate.
Really?
The Mulholland Estate.
Right.
Yeah. And so one of my friends there is in the movie business, and we have a mutual friend that, and so like we'll go to screenings and stuff there. Yeah. But yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The architecturally significant homes and the historic neighborhoods, you know, all of that is really very, very interesting. But the most fun and entertaining thing are the people who occupy those properties.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Isn't
clients.
It?
It is. We've met the most amazing and incredible people and can only sometimes talk about it amongst ourselves because
we can't
talk about them to other people.
Of course.
We have such a good time with that. And people that love where they live and people that hate where they live and people that are in transition. So it's really fun. It's multifaceted, but it's a great job. We love it.
Yeah. Now, the average, what would you say the average price of a property that you handle? These are like houses in millions of dollars. People have to understand that, right?
Right. I think our average price is between it's a wide price.
Okay.
Our average price is between 2 and 7 million.
Oh, okay.
But we have agents on the team who work with entry level clients in the South Bay that are less than a million.
All right.
And then the apartment buildings that we sell are considerably more than that.
But. Right. Wow. So, I mean, would you consider, well, obviously you would, that's why you do this, but a commercial building, right? Good investment for people who want to invest a couple million dollars?
This is going to sound like I'm dodging it. I'm not.
Okay.
It depends on the...
That's okay. If I ask something inappropriate, just tell me to go
ahead. Yeah, just tell us to shut up. Yeah. I don't mind.
It depends on the property, the condition and the age of the property and where it's located and what's going on in that particular market, right? The South Bay has a lot of vacant office space because there's a lot of people who live in that area that are taking their businesses home, right? Mm. And they have home-based businesses.
And the
properties themselves have become obsolescent. They don't have the amenities. They don't have the Wi-Fi. So they're having property owners are having to come in and upgrade those properties and then sell them again. But if you're in what we call the MSA, which is a certain metropolitan area where things are hot, Playa Vista, Playa Del Rey right now with Google, Yahoo moving in, everything is hot with multiple offers, and those are all great investments, whether it's an office building or an apartment building or retail.
Yeah.
Right? And Inglewood, what's happening around the stadium coming in and all of that, it's amazing what's going on over there.
Wow.
So it all depends on, as I say, location, location, location.
Right.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
Right, yeah. What are we made you decide to get into real estate? I mean, I know a lot of people are thinking, you know, yeah, there's good money in it, I'm going to get into it, but it's not the reason, right? I mean, to get into it.
It's not. It isn't. We don't do this for the money, believe it or not, we don't. And I kind of, without intent, evolved into the business. I have a degree in nursing.
Oh, wow.
I was working as a pediatric nurse at a hospital in Dallas when my children were born. And I then, in those days, we had to swing shifts. You know, we had to work different shifts. And with little ones at home, that 11 to 7 shift at night was difficult to find childcare and stuff. And I didn't need to work. The father of my children was an air traffic controller. So I stayed home with the kids for a couple, 3 years until they were like 5 and 2. And then I thought I wasn't going back into nursing. And I had a friend who was in commercial real estate and property management and said, why don't you try this? I think you have a perfect personality and you can get a real estate license. I said, well, I have a real estate license. I got that while I was at home with the kids.
Right.
So I
went
to work for that company. And, within a couple of years was supervising a region in Dallas, and then it just kind of took off from there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's great.
And then she figures the best real estate market, Southern California, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You might as well do the best and be
that.
At the best.
Right.
There
right.
you go. So do you find time to travel sometimes? I mean, do you go anywhere?
We make time to travel.
Really?
Yeah. We everyone on my team The first thing we do in November when we plan our next year is we have a calendar, and everyone goes through and books their 8 weeks off.
Oh, right? You get 8 weeks.
Eight weeks off. Okay. Yeah, don't give her any ideas, though.
I know, right? There's still hope for me. I can have a second career.
Yeah, there you go.
Call me.
Okay, that'd be fun.
When you're self-employed, you have that privilege, right? And the key to that is those 8 weeks that we take off need to be not the same 8 weeks that everyone who lives in the area is taking off.
Sure.
We need to be around during the December holidays. We need to be around, when everybody else is off for the 4th of July, that's when they want to talk to us about listing a property for sale or see properties, or they're in town on vacation and want to look at a vacation home. So, and we can't have overlapping people gone at the same time because we do manage our clients that way. That's the most important thing to us. So everyone schedules their 6 to 8 weeks of vacation a year, and we work from that.
Wow. So do you have to take the entire 6 to 8 weeks at once? Or?
Most of us take them in four-day weekends.
Right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I have a partner on the team whose family is from Greece, and they took a month last year because her daughters are graduating from college, and her family, her mother's family, was having a reunion there. So they took a month and went to Greece.
See, there you go. I mean, if you want a great career, real estate is it. Michelle Brown is the person to go to. We have, so your phone number is
310-465-2334.
Right.
That's at my desk.
And you're with Keller Williams, so that's a big name to be with, right?
Yes,
so
we're the largest firm in the United States and growing in other countries.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
We actually, this past year, in a different trade association that's not associated with real estate, we won the number one award for the best training company in the United States. We surpassed Enterprise and Nordstrom's for the level of training that we bring to
our... Wow, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
Wow, so you're part of a great, great brand, and that's an amazing thing. So so you sell the properties in pretty much Southern California, a large area. If you guys want property... and you're out there, I guess, people that want to move here too, right? I mean, they would be looking at things, not just people that are looking to move within the city.
Yes. We go into corporations too who are relocating large groups of employees, especially if they're bringing them into this area and they're from Texas or Tennessee or another area. There's a little bit of sticker shock.
Yeah. And so, I'm sure.
Oh, good.
And some culture adjustments. So we'll go in and make a mass presentation to their employees. We don't charge for that, just to educate them about the different areas and school systems and the idiosyncrasies of all of the different, neighborhoods around the South Bay and Los Angeles and Marina Del Rey, and educate them on what to expect. And then we also consult with people who may be in trouble, facing foreclosure or have a notice of default on their home. We are specialists in that arena, so that they know, and that's at no charge. We'll speak to them and explain. A lot of people don't know what the next step is or what's going to happen. They don't know how the process works. So we'll go in and help facilitate that and let them know what to expect. So we do a lot of advocating and educating.
Sounds good. Michelle Brown, what is the website again for everybody that wants to check it out?
realestateprofessionalsinternational.com.
Okay, there you go. And you can find out everything about the team, the cities they're covering, the services you provide and everything. And you guys can find a lot more. Before you leave, I wanted to give a few minutes to Tamsin here, okay? I know she's trying to fade into the background, but that doesn't work like that here, Tamsin. Just close to the microphone, just a couple words. It's okay. I mean, you have to... I mean, you must be pretty assertive to be in your business, right? Get close to the mic.
Tamsin's our publicist.
I'm quietly assertive, yes.
There you go.
So... No, I know. I mean, it's your job to really feature your client and not to be in the spotlight when they are.
Absolutely.
Right?
We're wallpaper.
Right. Part of the furniture, sort of, right? Absolutely. So you have to learn how to do that as well.
Right.
It's part of the job. So you're a publicist. And she's not your only client, right? Do you have other clients too, or exclusively?
I'm exclusively.
Really? Yeah. Wow, look at you, Michelle. Wow. So
there's a lot to talk about. She has a wonderful career.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're obviously helping her get around and get familiar spread the name around and the reputation and everything.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow. There's and how long have you guys worked together?
Few months.
Yeah. Oh, really? So it's new.
Wow, it's new. Very good. Very good. See, she already got you an interview like with the hottest show ever.
Well said.
Very excited. Yes. I knew Tamsin. She's worked with other clients in different businesses that are in our village where our office is. Uh-huh. So that's how we were introduced.
But oh,
we
really?
Oh, nice. Started working together recently.
So, and you did you do PR before that too?
I did. I was actually the head of PR for Saatchi & Saatchi.
Really? The advertising? Mm-hmm. Head of PR for them? Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was the first advertising agency that had ever had an in-house PR person.
Right. So weren't they the ones that did the Apple 1984 commercial?
The Toyota ones.
No, I mean, yeah, that was Shia Day, I think, that did that one. But, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Oh, wow. I was in the Chevy one.
Really?
Years ago. I pointed and said truck. And it was on the Super Bowl. It aired during the Super Bowl.
It's perfect for a Texas girl.
I know.
There you go. She's probably making millions in royalties now.
No, it quit running. My residuals are done.
Oh, okay.
They actually dragged me into the booth at Saatchi to
if you want to be heard, you're going to have to talk closer to the mic. Oh, please.
This is why they didn't hire me for the Lexus ad. But they wanted a British accent speaking the lines of the ad. So they actually said, okay, you have to come upstairs right now.
Because you were already there. You were accessible to them and you could do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so are you from the UK then?
I am, yes.
And how long have you been here?
I've been here almost 25 years.
Really? Yeah. Wow. So we've all been here for a while, except for Kelsey. She just got here.
Oh. She's a newbie. Seems like ages.
Yeah. Kelsey can't say I came here 20 years ago.
I know.
Unless your parents moved here, of course, but... Yeah.
Yes. No, they didn't. Wow. They're staying right where they are in the fields of Texas.
That's awesome. Well, Tamsin, thank you for joining us too.
Thank you for having Michelle.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, we didn't mean to ignore you or anything, but I think that was part of the plan for you guys. But it's cool. We always know. I always, because we sometimes get shy people here, and they don't want to be on the mic. I'm like, you ain't leaving here without saying. So, Tamsin, thank you for humoring us and everything. Michelle Brown, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Much continued success to you.
Thank you.
And all I can wish for is one day I will be able to be a client of yours, and you'll say, you know what? I can't tell you who bought this house.
Just call me. We'll send the limo and pick
you up. Yeah, exactly. There you go. But you definitely... you picked the right field to be in, and I congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you for the awards and everything, for the recognition. And you're always welcome back to visit us again.
Thanks.
So the phone number one more time real quick for Michelle Brown.
310-465-2334.
Great. And the website, folks, realestateprofessionalsinternational.com. Michelle, thanks again. Tamsin, thank you. Kelsey, thank you as always.
Yes.
And thanks everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.